tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with zero registration, monitoring, trendline building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to our 11:30 segment here on Friday night under the lights on George Broad Street. Russ was taking a little bit of a break. Joel Norris is joining us for our 11:30 eight-man report. I mean, that's the way it works. Last week we moved in a little earlier. We're back on schedule. And this is week seven of Friday night under the lights. And so what happened in the eight-man football tonight?
First thing I want to talk about is Prairie View and Forest Chapel. I thought it was going to be a lot closer, but they actually went to Prairie View and defeats Forest Chapel 70-18.
Okay.
Bridges Christian beats Discovery Christian 45-14. Manchester Academy keeps it rolling. They beat Tunica 52-20. Newton Academy beats Kipper Academy 52-14. North Sunflower Academy rolls against West Memphis Christian 64-8. WCCA bounces back after a loss to Forest Chapel. They beat Rebel Academy 40-0. Riverdale Academy keeps rolling against Franklin Academy 49-0. Briarfield Academy beats Sharkies Aquina 64-38. Marble Academy beats Calhoun Academy and Calhoun Academy's homecoming 46-14. And under weird circumstances, CCA defeats Bentonville Christian.
That's CCA is
good. Christian Collegiate Academy.
Okay.
All right. And then Tallulah and Clover, I love that one, but that one got canceled due to COVID.
Okay.
All right. Can you watch out next week? We have Prairie View going up against Sharkies of Wayne Academy. Riverdale going up against Claver. And then Manchester is going to go up against Christian Collegiate Academy.
Okay. Now, these are they in district play as well?
A lot of them are, yes. Prairie View, we had a lot of conference. Division realignment. Prairie View was 1A, and then they moved 2A, and they're facing newly, A-man Forest Chapel.
Okay.
Sharkies Aquina and District Play against Briarfield, they were from 2A, and they moved to 1A.
Okay.
So they faced off. And then Riverdale faced Franklin Academy, they're on district, and they both were in 2A last year, so then they moved back to 1A. It's all just confusing, but they would be district play to start tonight. So.
Right. Okay. And, of course, keep in mind that, a lot of these eight-man schools, most think Brian Rogers
yeah.
would several
yeah.
of them are. So, yeah,
okay.
Any big surprises there, you know, tonight? I mean, I know you were telling me about that Prairie View, you know, score. You were surprised at that score.
I thought Prairie View at Fortis Chapel was going to be a lot closer.
Okay.
Especially because of the talent that Fortis Chapel has at Pittsburgh. But at Prairie View, they're going to be the team to beat in 2A. I think
okay.
They were loaded from top to bottom. So, they have 12 seniors on their team.
Right.
So,
they're
which is loaded. A lot. Of, yeah. They've been a lot. Yeah. So, the majority of their team's seniors, they're loaded. Game plan, so they're rocking and rolling right now.
And Manchester, we always talk a little bit about Manchester. They got off. They won pretty handily.
Yeah. A lot of
their
games have been close this year. I guess it's because Manchester's just a younger team this year. They've lost a lot of season. But Manchester tonight, 52-28, sounded like a score from last year, what Manchester did last year to team. So
yeah.
they rolled tonight. Newton Academy is another team to watch out for, I would say. They're hot right now. I would say they're about spotted one back in the night, so they're rolling.
Okay. I believe we've got don't have the coach yet. Okay. We were trying to hook up with one of your coaches.
Yeah.
Rockfield
Academy head coach Bo Travis.
Okay.
Yeah, after the press conference against Sharkey's Aquinas. Sharkey's Aquinas is wrong. So I'm asking about that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll still try to reach out to him and see if we can get him before the end of the segment. I'm going to roll into some other scores, and we may come back to that here in just a moment. The games that we have mentioned, some of these we have not. This is back 11-man football. Avery over Aberdeen by a score of 28-0. Neshoba Central beat Canton 46-7. It was Starville beating Clinton 28-21. East Central beat Palmer 36-6. Beat Apple 36-6. Power Channel over Franklin County 58-0. It was Clarksdale over Brentwood, 45-8. 32-14. Oxipater defeated Hamilton 40-22. Harrison Central over Biloxi by the score of 26-22. Joel, I mean, just looking ahead in eight-man football, tell us, you know, again, you know, the game that you're looking for next week.
Even though they've lost Sharpie's Aquinas, I think that's
going to
be a close one to watch out.
Prairie View is in Louisiana, but is that, what town is that in? Is it Prairie View?
I got to look again. But all I know is they're all little
bayou. Okay.
They're down there in a small town.
Okay, small town. Yeah. But Sharkey is the queen. It is basically Yazoo City, right?
Yeah, Rolling.
Well, Rolling Fork.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's right. Manchester. All right, we have a coach now.
So we have Briarfield Academy head coach, Bo Travis. Coach Travis, welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights. Coach here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? First off, congratulations on a good win tonight against Sharkey's Aquinas Academy. Talk about that performance and overall how your team did.
We did pretty well tonight. We couldn't put them away. I got a lot of time.
Coach, you kind of lost a lot of talent last year with Cruz Fortberry and TJ Baker, two big players from your team, championship team last year. Talk about this new up and come group of guys, and they are very talented. So, talk about them and the kind of impact they're making, and look at the bank. Coach, congratulations on a big picture for you tonight. Thank you for joining us on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you.
That was head coach for Fairview, Brockville Academy, Bobby Travis.
Yeah, a good interview. And, you know, as he mentioned, and I think he talked about one of the other schools, I mean, if you're an eight-man football and you've got 8, 9, 10 seniors that have played a pretty good bit of football, that's a huge advantage.
It is a huge advantage, especially when you have the little brother of one of those powerful linebackers that they've had a last season in Cruz Fortberry. So, yeah, it's 8 seniors is a good advantage. They're still fairly young. We've been talking about that. But 8 seniors is a lot.
Yeah, sure is. All right, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have our last 15-minute segment of Week 7 of Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll leave it Russell, join us in just a moment, and we'll wrap up the night again. Personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com. Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights Made Possible. Tonight by Cricket Smile here on Cricket. And we mentioned the other day about a big announcement coming. It's here. It's on their website. How they got HBO Max involved, I don't know. But it's a really, the announcement is big. So you got to want to find out by going to their website. Cricket Smile here on Cricket. All right, let's go to Andy, who is calling Lauderdale. Andy, is it West Lauderdale or East? Which one you got?
Clarkdale.
Okay. I am glad you called. You know, we've called the scores out, but we've never talked anybody. First of all, tell the people where Clarkdale is.
Okay.
They're learning football team. They're getting better. But I'll tell you what, those wide receivers, like you mentioned, just too much tonight for Jackson. I thought Fred played hard, and that wasn't the problem. It's just that you're right. There's a lot of talent on that other side of the ball. I'm going to let you go, John Marcus. Thank you for talking with us tonight and giving us that report on Fred. Got to get some other folks on the phone here. But thanks. Be careful going down. Four to nine. Granny's on the phone with us. Now, Granny, we haven't had you in a couple weeks. What game did you take in tonight?
Hey, I took in Sunday College tonight. And what I say, you just never know. Tonight, you know, Sunday's coming in 0-5 tonight. A lot of people come tell me, now they're going 0-10, just getting ready. And I'm like, well, what if they go 5-5?
Congratulations, we have a game to play with you, call us again next week with your game of the week, and keep doing what you do, because it sure does help this show sound good. Thanks, brother. That is wonderful.
Thank you.